A fuel mishap on Pyle Bay Road in southwest Alaska resulted in as much as 2,500 gallons of diesel fuel being spilled near the Iliamna River, although the Department of Environmental Conservation is reporting that no fuel reached the water. John Brown is with DEC and is in charge of the spill response. He says the accident happened when a tractor trailer with 9,500 gallons of diesel was unhooked from the tow vehicle. The tanker trailer rolled down an incline and a hole was punched in the tank. Brown says the Iliamna Development Corporation was trying to get the fuel to the community of Iliamna.
Their intentions are that to float these tanker trailers down the Iliamna in an attempt to save money rather than bringing it up from Dillingham.
Brown says the practice of floating trailers of fuel is employed in other parts of the state also.
In Prince William Sound, they use landing crafts. I think down in southeast, I think they have landing crafts or other vessels that take these containerized fuel compartments and transport them off, roll them on, roll off operation.
Brown says the Oil Pollution Act of 1990 requires spill contingency plans for vessel-to-land transfers, but Open 90 does not address floating-type operations.
The loophole in Open 90 regulations is a roll-off, roll-on operation where you take these tanker trailers on wheels and roll them off and roll them on, which is the loophole that gets around requiring contingency plans and contingency equipment and everything like that.
Brown says containment and cleanup is underway. He says state troopers have been on site, but it's not yet known if any state fine will be imposed.